8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Four colleges on Denver's Auraria campus will open their classrooms to students next fall. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Officials say enrollment is down alarmingly among Black, Latinx, and male students. Ruth Ann Orihuela is the provost at Community College of Denver. She says online learning didn't work for a lot of students.
Those small class sizes allow for that interaction and the ability to make connections.
College leaders anticipate faculty and students will be vaccinated this summer. Officials say plans could change depending on health conditions. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe members and the descendants of survivors of the Sand Creek Massacre are urging Colorado lawmakers to put a memorial where the statue of a U.S. soldier once stood. Last year, the statue of a soldier who helped carry out the massacre was torn down during protests. Now a statue of an indigenous woman may replace it. Catherine Redhorse with the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs says the memorial is a step in healing.
The Sand Creek Massacre is one of the darkest moments in our state's history. Only by acknowledging and learning from this tragic event can we collectively move forward.
The Capital Development Committee heard testimony on Thursday and will decide the location of the already approved monument. The Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver is shining a spotlight on Colorado artists with a new exhibit. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
MCA Denver invited local artists to reflect on 2020 in Colorado in the Present Tense. Narquita Gold's portrait series centers on the faces of Black Coloradans.
That Blackness and identity in general is not a monolith. You're going to see a large spectrum wall, and it's going to be all types of people, all types of different self-expression. And I want that to challenge some of the narratives and impressions or, you know, beliefs that you hold about this community.
Jamie Carrejo has a solo exhibition also coming to MCA. His work looks at the concept of waiting.
I think of waiting as sort of a moment of activism, reflection, a chance to change and evolve, to take some time to think about who we can be as a person, what really matters to us.
The show's open to members this weekend and to the public on March 2nd. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 40s. It's going to be cooler tomorrow. Close to 50 in Pueblo this afternoon. This is CPR News.